You're listening to Radio Belarus. Every Tuesday at this time we offer you the project Learning Belarusian. The vocabulary and grammar, the phonetics and phraseology of Belarusian language, topical events of Belarusian history, literary masterpieces and acquaintance with Belarusian traditions and customs. You'll hear all this within our program. I'm Tatiana Sivets. Stay with us. Speak Belarusian. Hello. Привитание. Меня зовут Татьяна Сивец. Let me introduce you to my friend. Познайомтеся з моим сябром. His name is Rigor. Яго зовуть Rigor. His surname is Агеев. Яго прозвище Агеев. He is from Homel. Ён з Гомеля. He is a teacher. Ён наставник. Rigor likes his work very much. Rigor вельми любить свою работу. Would you introduce yourself in Belarusian, please? Представьтеся, калі ласка. What is your name and surname? Як ваше імя і прозвище? Where are you from? Откуль ви? Nice to meet you. Приємно познайомиться. What are you? Ким ви працюєте? Do you like your work? Ви любите свою роботу? Так чи ні? Well done. Судовно. Do you remember the dialogue we've learned for the previous lesson? Let's revise it together. Гэта спадар Тодор і спадарня Олеся. This is Mr. Тодор and Miss Олеся. Як справи? How are you? Вельми добра, дякуй. А у вас? Very well, thanks. And you? Чудово, дякуй. Fine, thank you. So, meet Mr. Агеев. Познайомтеся, гэта спадар Агеев. Вельми добра, дякуй. А у вас? Дякую вам. Thank you. Today we'll dwell upon the family. Family stands for семья in Belarusian. If to dig down for its meaning, we may guess that this word is cognate from two words, сем, seven, and я, me, for families were quite large long ago when the language was being formed. How many members are there in your family? Let's name them in Belarusian. First of all, your mom and dad. Belarusian children call them мама and тата. Repeat after me. Мама. Тата. Very well. The Belarusian nouns for brother and sister are akin to English ones. Брат. Сестра. One more time, please. Брат. Сестра. The same tendency is with the words сын. Дочка. Guess their meaning? Well, son and daughter. Right you are. The next lesson, we'll learn how the other relatives are called in Belarusian. And now, let's practice in introducing them using the phrase this is my, гэта моя for females, or гэта мой for males. For example, познайомтеся. Гэта моя мама. Гэта мой брат.
Try and do it yourself.
Great! Видатно! Let's focus on the word гэта. It's a demonstrative pronoun used in many cases. It can be translated into English like it is, this is. For in the present tense, is must be omitted in Belarusian. For example, гэта я, it is me. Гэта стул, This is a table.
Гэта мой сябра.
This is my friend.
But in the sentences it is cold, it is summer, and the like, the word гэта is omitted.
Холодна.
Лето.
Let's try to name the objects around you using the word гэта.
Гэта радио.
This is a radio set.
Гэта стол.
This is a table.
Гэта стул.
This is a chair.
Гэта аловак.
This is a pencil.
Гэта ручка.
This is a pen.
Гэта книга.
This is a book. And one more time, please.
Гэта радио.
Гэта стол.
Гэта стул.
Гэта аловак.
Гэта ручка.
Гэта книга.
Well done.
Цудоўна. Максим Богданович, a poet of a short life but a great talent. This year is the year of his 115th anniversary, but until now his heritage is full of mystery and challenge. The 25th of May is his memorial day. Though born in Belarus, Богданович had lived almost all his short life in Russia, but still he is one of the most well-known and loved Belarusian poets. He is often read and quoted by many people. His passionate, yet very lyrical and melodical verses have been made in many songs that are sung everywhere in Belarus. One of the most famous is definitely Venus the Star, the hymn of a true love and allegiance. The poem was originally published with the title Romance in 1912, before its popularity as a song beginning approximately in the 1930s. Listen to the translation of the verse made by Vera Rich, an outstanding translator of Belarusian poetry into English, and then enjoy the song. Venus, new risen above the broad skyline, brings with her bright shining memories of love. Do you recall, when we meet for the first time, Venus, new risen above? From that time forth, every Moscow I would gaze in, seeking that planet, at scan heaven o'er, within me a deep silent love for a blazing, from that time forth evermore. But the time of our parting draws near, ever nearer, thus does our fate, does our fortune appear. Deeply, profoundly I love you, my dear one, but the time of our parting draws near. In that far country, my love buried deeply, I shall live drearily yet high above, I shall gaze on that planet each night, vigil keeping, in that far country, my love. Gaze upon Venus once more, though far distant one from another, their mingled will pour. Our glance, let love flower, if but for an instant. Gaze upon Venus once more.
Зорка Венера взошла над землею, светлые згадки с собой приняла. Помнишь, коли я споткался с тобою, Зорка Венера взошла. Коли я споткался с тобой, зорка Венера взошла. С этой поры я пошел углядаться в небо ночное и зорку шукал. Этой поры я подшал, тихим гаханьем к тебе разгораться. С этой поры я подшал, а ли расстаться нам час наступает, полно уже доля такая. Тебе дорогая, аллея. краю я нудиться, в серце любов затаивши свою, кожную ночку на зорку дивиться, буду далекий. На них у воскресла каханье, глянивши раз на яе. Зорка Венера узышла над землей, светлые згадки с собой привела. Помнишь, коли я споткался с тобою, зорка Венера взышла. Помнишь, коли я споткался с тобою, зорка Венера взышла.
So, дякую вам. Today we revised the greeting dialogue, learned how the family mates are called in Belarusian, and what the word «гэта» stands for. And at last but not least, we venerated the great Belarusian poet Maxim Bogdanovich. Your home task is to train the dialogue and introduce your relatives in Belarusian. That's all. Thanks for attention. Дякую за увагу. Меня зовут Татьяна Сивец. I'll be glad to know your opinion and get your advice on our lessons. Email me language@tut.by. language@tut.by. I'm looking forward to meet you in a week at the very same time. До зустрічі через тиждень у той же час. And remember, an oak is not felled with one stroke. Одним махом дерево не звалиш. Stay tuned to Radio Belarusь. Thank you and goodbye. Дякую і до побачення.
Box.
Ти мой перший, як перший хрест. горький боль мой и сладкий смех. О, неразгаданная тобой стала я самотою твоей. Мигают зорки у тумане, між нами розстань, як межа, і помирає на світанні моя спалена душа. Я нарвалася на болю, я нахотіла грех забыть, і захлинулася від болю, від немогчимості любить. Ти мой перший і опошній грех. Горький боль мой и солодкий смех. О, неразгаданная тобой стала я самотою твоей. Ты мой перший и опошний грех. Горький боль мой и солодкий.
Dear listeners, we are glad to inform you that we also broadcast in radio waves. Radio Belarus daily transmissions are on air from 19 till 22 hours UTC on the frequencies of 1170, 7105, 7280 and 7290 kHz, and from 1 to 3 hours UTC on the frequencies of 5970, 6170 and 7210 kHz. We broadcast in Belarusian, Russian, German and English. The English service goes out every Tuesday and Thursday from 19:30 till 20 hours UTC. The programs are played on Tuesday and Thursday at 20:30 hours UTC and all the other days of the week at 2 hours UTC. Please send your comments or questions to Radio Belarus, Chervona Street, that is CHYRVONAYA Street, number 4, Minsk, zip code 220807, Republic of Belarus. Our email address is radiostation-belarus@tvr.by or call at 375 for Belarus, 17 for Minsk, 293-5875 or 293-5831. We hope you will enjoy our programs.